We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's a 7:21. We now turn to our good friend, Chris Powell, JournalInquirer.com. Hi, Chris.
Hey, morning, Ray.
How's your week been?
Well, it's only Tuesday.
I'm ready to throw it in.
Is the evil thereof.
I'm ready to give it up. I really am. As we, one thing I wanted to go to, and it's one of your most recent, two or three posts down the road. You were talking about Baltimore, and this morning I noticed that Baltimore now has had 200 homicides this year. And, you know, part of the problem is, yeah, you had the whole flap with Cummings. And, so there you are, Elijah Cummings. But, you know, you had videos of rats and all that stuff. People are all hacked off about it. You know, Trump, he's a racist. Use the word infested. Oh, my God. It is rat infested. What do you want to do? Anyway, and it's kind of murder infested, too. But, I mean, the whole point is, you know, this has been going on for a long time, and nothing's been done. And so he criticizes Elijah Cummings. Okay, fair enough. But what about Obama? What about him, he being Donald Trump? Why isn't anybody doing anything about this?
Yeah, we don't really have a solution for the urban problem. I mean, the New York Sun noted the other day that health surveys suggest that there's more rats in New York City where Trump comes from than there are in Baltimore.
Well, it's bigger. It's got more people.
That's true, too. But, I didn't think Trump's comments per se were racist.
Oh, they weren't
at
all.
I just thought that they were kind of irrelevant to the issue. Cummings is chairman of a committee that's doing various investigations of Trump, so that's what made Trump care about Baltimore being,
of course,
a mess. I mean, does Trump really care about changing urban policy in the United States? Does Cummings really care? I don't think anybody in authority cares.
And I mean, the whole thing was, you know, I suspect the last grand thing was maybe the war on poverty, maybe back, I can't remember anybody else really got into it ever since Johnson.
Yeah, look, we have another example of it in Connecticut this week. The SAT scores in the high schools.
Oh, God, yes.
Show that our education policy is making no difference at all. The scores never improve. The disadvantaged groups are still
disadvantaged,
failing to learn. So what are we going to do? We're going to do more of the same. We're going to keep raising teacher salaries and, you know, putting more money into education when it has no impact. And we're going to continue to ignore the things that matter, which is really whether kids have, parents or not, and whether they're promoted from grade to grade without learning anything. That's our policy in Connecticut. It's really the policy throughout most of the United States now in education, which is just social promotion. So people get graduated from high school without reading or writing, then they get promoted into a public college where they take remedial high school courses, and come out and they can't find jobs to support themselves, so we have to raise the minimum wage.
Well, you know, one of the things, Chris, and this point you made just a second ago in passing, you know, putting more money into schools. Okay, fine. You get results. Okay. But, I mean, Baltimore, and this is one of the things the president did point out, is, you know, and it's not just Baltimore, but we've pumped millions, billions of dollars in this war against poverty, and it still fails. And the question is poverty really the issue here?
Well, you know, some things done in the name of poverty have worked. I mean, I'm all for better medical insurance for people and increasing access to medical care. I
Absolutely.
Mean, that prevents people from diseases and dying. But the general educational policies, aren't audited. I mean, and the SAT score results we have in Connecticut this week, don't promote any reaction from our public officials. Well, let's just do more of the same thing. Ray, we are in this country in a wave of social disintegration in many ways.
And
you can even tie the shootings into it Our policies are not relevant to our problems, but so much interest has, selfish interest, monetary interest has grown up around our policies that they can't be challenged. There's too many people on the payroll of policies that don't work.
Hey, I want to get into something else that you wrote about. John Larson tonight at the City Hall in West Hartford is having a meeting. As you know, he's been working hard to try and... First of all, I didn't think Social Security was in trouble. That's what I've been hearing for years, but I guess it is. Or at least John is prescient enough to know there could be a real problem here, actuarially speaking. But, I mean, you know, you're saying that he's not going to get any help, and why?
Well, the Republicans came out against his bill in recent days. So the problem is the actuarial studies suggest Social Security will be insolvent. That is no longer supported financially by its own funding mechanism.
Right.
By about 2035, you know, we've got a demographic problem in the country. The population is aging. So if Social Security is going to maintain its own financial support systems, then it's going to need to raise the contributions, raise the taxes, and that's what Larson proposes. He has a proposal that to gradually, very slowly, have slight increases in Social Security taxes, and at the same time to increase benefits, especially for poorer people, so that nobody retires into poverty in the country, and disability insurance is strengthened. I thought it was really a very good, relevant, compelling idea. And unfortunately, he's been unable to get any Republican support for it. And I think the complaints from the Republicans that I've heard are just not very relevant.
It's pure politics. That's what that is.
Well, they complain that it's income redistribution. Well, all of government is income redistribution. Exactly. I mean, Afghanistan is income redistribution.
Farm bills.
And yeah, and anything in a progressive tax system generally is income redistribution.
All right.
I'm just disappointed. The Republican position here seems to be okay. Well, let the fund become insolvent. And let Social Security compete with Afghanistan for general appropriations, and inevitably that will mean benefit cuts. And
all right.
the more income inequality we have in the country, the less beneficial that will be.
All right. Hey, Chris, always great.
Thank you, Ray.
You can read Chris's stuff, journalinquirer.com. He's about due to post something else today, I'm pretty sure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.